21 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, and at a time when the American people increasingly look at the gridlock in Washington and look at all of the dysfunction in our federal government, including on the website for Obamacare, there are very few people that the American people turn to and think, well, there's some sign of hope, of competence, of sanity. One of those people is my friend, Senator Marco Rubio. He is the junior senator from the state of Florida. Senator Rubio, great to be speaking to you again.
Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Well, and very well deserved. You're out with some new legislation that should get bipartisan support, it seems to me, that doesn't dismantle Obamacare. What it does is what even some of your Democratic colleagues are saying needs to be done, which is to delay this individual mandate. In other words, to say that people aren't going to be penalized for not working successfully with websites that don't work. Why would the president not rush forward and say, Senator Rubio, this is a great idea, I embrace it?
Well, I think they'll eventually have to, and that's a great question, and that's exactly what we should be asking of them. And I believe that law needs to be repealed and replaced. I think it's going to be I think it's a terrible law. It's already doing damage to a lot of people. But in the interim, I think we have an obligation to protect people. And I just think it's fundamentally unfair that the IRS next year is going to fine people for not having health insurance when the website they're supposed to be buying that insurance on doesn't work. So, again, I hope that this is something they will accept, because I think this is something they're going to have to eventually do anyway.
Do you have any indication of getting some co-sponsorship on your legislation from your Democratic colleagues?
Well, we're going to try when we get back up there next week to try to get as many people on board as possible. I'm already hearing comments from different colleagues of mine in the Senate, you know, frustration among Democrats that it's not working. But also heard yesterday, for example, Senator Shaheen of New Hampshire say that maybe they should extend the application period. And that may be a good idea, but that's not enough, because you still are subject to the fine. You're still subject to the IRS penalty. And again, it's unfair. How are you going to fine people? How are you going to sic the IRS on people when the website doesn't work?
And again, a lot of people are focusing on that broken website. It's bad enough in its own terms, but just as evidence of the whole mistaken idea that the government can serve people better than the private sector. That's really the core issue, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's an issue of competence, by the way. Look, this is the 21st century. I mean, if you jump on, you can buy anything on the Internet. I mean, half the sites on the Internet are places where you go to buy stuff. You shop online. You know, you can buy ceiling fans online. You can buy shoes. You can buy clothes, you can buy a car. But setting up a website where people can go on, pick what they want and buy it should not be that complicated. And yet somehow the federal government has managed to bungle it.
And to bungle it so incredibly badly. Here is a question that I couldn't help thinking about last night as I was trying to fall asleep. And it's a troublesome question, which is, let's assume that President Obama really did know that this might not be a perfect rollout. I mean, people like your colleague, Senator Max Baucus, warned him about it. His fellow Democrats said it's going to be a train wreck. So do you think that had the president come to you, Marco Rubio, and to your colleagues in the Republican caucus in the Senate and said, okay, look, let's make a deal. I'm not going to totally defund Obamacare, but we'll delay the individual mandate for a full year while we get this website right. Couldn't we have averted the whole government shutdown and that whole crisis atmosphere?
Well, I think eventually we're going to have that debate anyway, because the law eventually will kick in. But I think certainly it could have avoided the whole thing, absolutely, partially because the House has already passed such a bill. You know, they've already delayed Obamacare for businesses. What we're talking about now is delaying it for individuals, and that's what they've refused to do, and that's unfair. It sounds like if you can hire a lobbyist, you can get Obamacare deferred or delayed. But if you're just a person out there trying to make ends meet, working hard every day, you're out of luck, according to this administration.
Senator, I know that I think you know that I'm a supporter of your position on reforming a broken immigration system, getting rid of de facto amnesty, which is what we have right now. And the immigration reform passed the Senate with your leadership. It appears to be stalled in the House of Representatives. Do you have any indication that there is at least some willingness on the part of Republicans in the House to pass their own bill so you guys can go to conference and actually do some good for the American people?
Well, look, I think there's a couple of problems going on. The first is there's a lot on immigration that people agree on. I mean, I think you could pass a bill right now that does a bunch of stuff that people agree on. You know, better enforcement mechanisms, a modernized legal immigration system, a functional guest worker program. There's a lot that people agree on. There are some issues on which they're highly contentious, and both sides make very good arguments. And that's the issue that's going to be harder to overcome. And the problem is that the Democrats have taken the position that we either do everything on immigration or we do nothing at all and we'll beat you up at the ballot box. And I think that's unfortunate because even the president a week ago in his post-shutdown conference said, just because we don't agree on everything doesn't mean we can't make progress on some things, except, I suppose, in his mind on immigration. So, look, this is a tough issue. As you know, I spent a lot of time on it. I believe we need to do something about it. I tried to influence the Senate process in a way that I felt was good for the country. But this is an issue that people are deeply divided on, and there are good arguments to be against some of this stuff, just like there are good arguments to be for it. The question is, can we make some progress on this, or is it an all-or-nothing proposition? Because that seems to be what the Democrats are saying right now, and I think that's what's holding things up.
What about that idea? I mean, there are so many things that people agree on that could be done without trying to do everything, which was part of the problem with Obamacare. If the House just passed a couple of items and got to conference, then couldn't they clarify and simplify the more controversial elements of the Senate bill and actually come up with something?
Yeah, I think where that gets complicated is when you come out of a conference committee, you need just a simple majority vote in both bodies. And people who feel very strongly, for example, about the pathway to citizenship say, well, that's a back door to basically nullify our vote and we'll lose influence over what the bill looks like. So, and then I got to be honest, it doesn't help when there's such a lack of trust in government. I mean, again, understand that the only way that we should even entertain accommodating people who have violated our law and are here now is if there are certain things that are going to happen, like enforcement mechanisms and real consequences for having violated the law. That depends a lot on whether government's actually going to go through with doing those things. And the fear people have is that the government won't do these things, that they'll simply waive them the way this administration has waived some portions of Obamacare, but not others. And so that undermines the whole effort to try to reach some sort of consensus. So that's why this is a tough issue. And in my sense of it is, let's figure out what we can do and let's start making progress. And on those issues where let's keep working on those issues until there might be a point in time where as a country, we may reach a point where we can do more on this. But right now, you can't do it without the House, and the House has limits as to how far it's willing to go.
That's Senator Marco Rubio, the junior senator from the state of Florida, enjoying some time home with his young family. Senator, I wish you Godspeed when you get back to Washington and keep doing the people's business. And maybe, just maybe, we can delay the Obamacare mandate, which is sort of looming ahead like such a disaster. And speaking of disasters, the president's new position, traveling salesman for a failed system. Would you be surprised if somebody knocked on your door and, hello, everybody, it's President Obama. I'm here to sell you Obamacare. Really? This is presidential? We'll get to that and more with your calls coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.